The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that moment his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astounded and said to themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I have the simplest little thought for you here this morning that I would like to share. Not much at all. You'll find three times in the Gospels in which our Lord is astonished at another soul, and all three of them are examples of unstinting self-sacrifice. There's the story of the Roman centurion. You remember the Roman centurion? And he comes up to Jesus and he says, "I beg you, if you'd just please come to my house, because my servant is dying and I know that you can heal her." And Jesus says, "Your servant will live. Go back home." And without a moment's hesitation, in an act of absolute unlimited trust, he turns around and walks home a distance of 2 days' journey. And the Lord is so impressed at his faith. Then there's the story of the poor woman in the temple. I remember her, and she put her two small coins in the temple, and it says that all the people came to offer their costly votive offerings into the temple treasury, and along came a poor widow who placed in two small coins. Coins are known as leptons. The smallest coin in the entire Roman Empire, a coin so small that scientists have used it as a name for a subatomic particle, okay? A lepton. And our Lord says, "She's given more than all the rest." Now, you can question her prudence, okay? You might not want to give your last two coins away, but you can't question her generosity, and our Lord praises that. And lastly, there's Mary of Bethany. Remember Mary of Bethany? It's Monday of Holy Week, and along comes Mary, and she takes a jar of perfume worth 300 days' wages, almost a year's salary, opens up the whole thing, pours it over Jesus' feet, and our Lord praises her generosity. Three examples of our Lord's unlimited praise for a human soul, and they're all examples of self-giving. What earns our Lord's reproach is the partial gift, the gift that's incomplete, or given with resentment, or out of a false motive. Why does that earn our Lord's reproach? Because God is love. Love is the stuff God is made out of, and love is never partial. If love isn't total, it's not love. And that brings us now to the story that we just heard, the story of the rich young man. It's a call story in the Bible. You know what a call story is? You find this pattern all throughout the Bible. Anytime God wants to give somebody a big mission, he gives them a call. And Abraham received a call, and Moses received a call, and Samuel received a call, and the Blessed Virgin Mary received a call. You know what makes this call story unique in all the Bible? It's the only call story in the Bible in which the person who's called says no to God. Now you hear that and you think, what a loss. What might he have become? You think that to yourself. Now, while you're thinking that to yourself, think about this. Every time you hear a call story in the scriptures, you're supposed to put yourself into the call story because you're the one who's being called. And this is my very simple point. We're all like this rich young man. We want to give, but only partially. We want to give, but maybe with resentment or maybe from a false motive. We turn to the Lord just like the rich young man and we say, hey, keep all the commandments. Isn't that good enough? Aren't you happy with me? And God says, I won't rest until you belong to me. Not what you have to give, but you, your soul, and everything that you are. The only thing that moves our Lord's heart is a gift that's total. And I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. That's the only thing that'll make your soul worthy of the kingdom of heaven. How hard it is to give yourself away. Now, you might not be like the poor widow in the temple and put your last two coins into our building fund. I'd probably give them back if you did, honestly. You might not even be like Mary of Bethany, okay? Who gives a gift that's so extravagant, gosh, you can hardly even receive it. But this much I can assure you, somewhere in your life today, our Lord is calling you to go from incomplete to complete, to go from partial to total, to go from mere obligation to love. Sacrificial giving is the greatest action of which the human person is capable. And think about the rich young man now. When you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And in that line, I'd just like to end with a prayer for all those who have given everything for the sake of our freedom. You know, there's a few federal holidays. They really rise above the rest, and Memorial Day is one of them. When our Lord gave us the Eucharist and he said, do this in memory of me, part of what he wanted us to do in memory of him was to give ourselves completely. And there's a lot that we can learn from those who have done so in the service of their country. And the greatest thing we can do beyond merely remembering them is to offer them the mercy of our prayers. Can we end now with a prayer for the deceased? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. And may their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.